Hello, I'm Noel Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to welcome everyone from my office in my home in Plano, Texas. I rose up a bit early to do this audio because over the years I've learned some things that will minister to you in the body of Christ. I never expected to find what I found in the church, the Spirit-filled church, most certainly. But I don't find the Spirit-filled church any different than the world. They have the same sins, the same actions, and they seem to think their righteousness is great, and whatever they do is accepted. Well, that's not true. Jesus Christ is our standard of measure, and he's the one that we should walk as he walked if we say we abide in him. For years, a scripture has been well known to me. I grew up as a young boy learning scripture verses in church and reciting them in Sunday school. One that an interesting scripture, Proverbs 14:34. Is that right? 14:34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. The word nation may be one person. We are a nation. And, amazing, righteousness exalteth a nation, and that righteousness comes through the gospel. The Apostle Paul states in his writing, Romans 1:16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. So righteousness will exalt you. It's by faith, it's in the heart, and it's a gift of God. Righteousness will exalt you. Sin is a reproach to any people. Sin is an insult. I always kind of took that. Righteousness exalting a person. Sin being an insult to the one that sins. But I've learned over the years, sin is an insult to any person. Insult to any person. I didn't realize how many years, or over the years, how things that were sin that I didn't pay attention to, but insulted me. But I just walked on and put them away, ignored them, and thought, you know, so what? Well, over the years, God has taught me and brought me to a place where reproaches or insults affected me many times. Years back, in 2 Corinthians 12, the Apostle Paul writes some scripture about infirmities, weaknesses, and so forth. A messenger from Satan was sent to buffet Paul that so he wouldn't be exalted above measure. And he sought the Lord thrice to ask him that he remove it from him. He wouldn't do it. God said, "My grace is sufficient, and my strength is made perfect in weakness." Certainly, I've experienced the same things that Paul experienced. I have his revelation, or the same revelation that Paul had. My ministry as an apostle prophet, I received all kinds of reproaches, infirmities, necessities, which is pain, distresses, and persecution. So I want to ask Kathy D. to read some scripture out of that 12th chapter of 2 Corinthians. Kathy, I apologize for getting you up so early.
Already up.
I know.
2 Corinthians 12:7.
Right.
"And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I would rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong."
Thank you. I've been looking at a situation that occurred many years ago, and I had some affiliation to, and I realized how many times I was insulted in that situation, and how that those insults caused me to react in a way that I don't like, and just overcoming it. I thought it would be good that if I shared this with you, with the body of Christ throughout the world, and that you would be instructed, taught, learn from this, and your faith would be perfected, your love would be perfected. You know, perfect love casts out all fear. And in Galatians 5:6, it says that only faith which worketh by love availeth anything. That's the way I walk, and that's the path that God is increasing my love and my faith as I walk daily. So I think I've set it up for your breakfast. I hope that I haven't affected it in a negative way, but that this will minister to you. Faith, love, righteousness bring peace and joy where peace and joy have been missing. This is Doyle Davidson from his office in the home, Plano, Texas. God bless you. See you next time.